For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Hello, friends. Thanks for listening today to the podcast of Ripley Baptist Temple. I pray that the message today will be a help and a blessing to you and to your family. Now join us as we listen to the Word of God from the pulpit of Ripley Baptist Temple.
I've enjoyed getting older. Some things get more difficult as you get older. Bible says you're supposed to respect your elders, and that becomes more difficult as you get older because you can't find any elders to respect. I heard a fellow said that, he said, when I die, I want to die peaceably. I want to die peaceably in my sleep, just peacefully in my sleep, like my granddaddy did. Not yelling and screaming and kicking like those that were riding in the car with him. In Spencer High School, I had a bunch of cousins from Akron, and they taught me how to hate Ohio. And because they'd make all those West Virginia jokes you guys aren't supposed to laugh at anymore. They said in Spencer High School they taught the three R's, reading, writing, and the road to Akron. And a lot of our people did go to Akron. I heard about a fellow. He moved from Kentucky to West Virginia. And when he did, he raised the average IQ in both states. He lived in West Virginia for 5 years and moved to Ohio to teach school. And so that gets back with them just a little bit. Well, I thank God for being here. Thank God for you. Thank God for this church. Thank God for the impact of it. I want you to open your Bibles, if you will, to 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, in the first three verses, I want to share those with you, if you will. I'm sorry? Shall I stand here? What is it?
The mic's not on. Says it is. Now it is.
What'd you do?
See that little button right there? I pushed it till it went green. But see, since you're from Looneyville, you wouldn't be able to understand.
You mean the only thing I have to do is push this little button? I just push that little button. Now, I don't want to be ridiculous, but it can't be that simple. For my voice to go in here, into this little box that acts like a radio transmitter, and it transmit by some frequency to a receiver up there, goes into a mixer and then through an amplifier and comes out through these speakers until you can hear me. And the only thing I have to do push that little button. It can't be that simple. And yet it is. And you know why it's that simple? Because somebody else did all the hard part. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. If you will, look at this. It says, would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly. And you have done that. You've borne with me a little bit in my folly of this. And indeed, bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, now watch verse 3 closely, I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I'm afraid that today, and a wonderful day in which we live, that we have gotten away from the simplicity that is in Christ. We live in a day of Christian books lining the shelves of good Bible believers. We live in a day when Sunday school teachers have at their disposal wonderful, wonderful materials from which to open the Word of God and expound the Scriptures to all age groups in Sunday school. When preachers have access through the internet and through many other means to the depths of the riches of Christ, which are true and marvelous and wonderful, and yet I fear that our minds have been corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Yes. Paul said, I fear. Now, Paul dealt with great, deep truths for the people at Corinth. And as he comes to the end of the second epistle, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, I have this fear. I have this fear that you have become so corrupted, means withered in your mind, by the subtlety of the devil himself, that he has gotten you so involved in the intricacies of everything that you have forgotten how to push the button. Amen. Someone discovered a way to transmit a signal wirelessly. Someone discovered that. Someone discovered how to keep the interference from coming in by getting different frequencies and getting a dedicated frequency from this particular unit to that particular unit. Somebody not only discovered how to do it, somebody discovered how to build it. They discovered how to package it. They discovered how to connect a microphone to it. They discovered how to put power into it. They discovered how to do all of that until the only thing I have to do is push the button. It can't be that simple. And it isn't that simple. I hear people talk about salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And to hear them talk about it, they would think that I would have to build salvation. Whenever the scripture says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, they say, it can't be that simple. And yet it is. And you know why it is? It's because somebody else did the hard part. It was because in the mind of our triune God that in his omniscience, he planned a way to bring mankind back to him. Bring him back into a relationship with him and fix him so that he could spend eternity with God in heaven. The plan was that blood that these young men have sung about today would take away sin. You see, in the Old Testament, there was sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice into the hundreds and thousands and millions of sacrifices that were offered. And God was pacified with those sacrifices. The justice of God, the wrath of God on sin was pacified, but it was never satisfied. Because it's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sin. But God's plan, in his all-wise being, said if there would be one of the kind that we created that could be without sin, then that one could die in the place of all sinners. Amen. And if that blood were perfect blood, good, then that blood could take away sins. Amen. Good. And heaven was searched. And earth was searched. And no one and nothing was found worthy that could pay the price. Then I heard a voice saying, Father, I'll go. And I'll pay his sin debt. And Calvary's flow I'll bear in my body, the marks of the cross to save that old sinner that is sin sick and lost, and it's still the blood.
Amen.
By the way, written by a lady from West Virginia that saves from sin. And it's still the blood that gives victory within. From the highest stars in heaven to the depths of the sea, it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. And when I hear someone say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that easy believism, it can't be that simple. What do you mean? What do you mean it can't be that simple? Unsaved people are confused and confounded because as believers, we've added this. Good people, Bible-believing people have said, well, if you do this, and 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 you're not really saved if you didn't get this, and you're not really saved if you didn't understand that, and you've got to know this, and you've got to know that, and you got to be dipped in the water, and you got to be joining the church, and you got to be faithful in your Bible reading. All of those things are good, but don't get away from the fact that to trust Christ as Savior, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, because the Lord Jesus Christ himself did the hard part. And whether you know it or not, when I turn this off, when this is off, all the components are there. Everything is there. The frequencies are all hooked up. Everything is built in. The transmitter, everything is built in the receiver. And when I push the button, boom! Or whatever, Shazam, or whatever. And if you're here without the Lord Jesus Christ today, if you've never trusted him as your Savior, I want you to know that everything is already built. The frequencies are already there. And when you put your faith and trust in Christ, you punch the button and it all hooks up. And boom, you're saved. And you're saved forever. Amen. Do you know, do you understand that once that happens, there's no button to turn it off? Nothing will disconnect it. I mean, it's like a welding rod. If ever once your faith touches Jesus, it is sealed, inseparably attached to him forever. A heathen man, a Roman jailer, he never heard Jesus preach a sermon. I don't know what he had heard of the preaching of Paul and Silas as they were there in Philippi. I don't know what he had comprehended. He didn't know the story of creation. He couldn't say the Ten Commandments. He didn't know the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament, Old Testament and New Covenant. He didn't understand all that. He didn't have any of that. But he knew whenever God worked, something was wrong in his life that needed to be made right. And he knew somehow these guys had the answer. And he came into them and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? As preachers, we don't get a lot of walk-in business. I mean, there's not a lot of people come to us and say, tell me how to get saved. We don't get a lot of that. Now, whenever we do, I don't know about you, but whenever we do, we say, sit down right here. Let me tell you something. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created man to fellowship with him, but man sinned and turned his back on God. He brought sin into this world. And man, we go through it and we know it and we know it and we know it and we get it. I want to say, Paul, be careful now. Here's a man wanting to get saved. You give him the whole load. Don't short him on anything. Don't cut anything out. Give him everything he needs. He's wanting to get saved. You give him the whole thing. Paul said, I'll do it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, I'm for understanding everything you can understand. I like understanding, but you're not saved by understanding. You're saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here without the Lord Jesus Christ today, if you do not know for sure that if you were to die, you'd go to heaven, may I tell you, you can get saved just like that Philippian jailer got saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's it. That's it. You say, well, I've always believed. I'm not talking about, the Bible's not talking about whenever it says believe. That's not what it's talking about. It means to trust. To trust. It means to quit trying. You say, well, people ought to try to live a good life. Sure, people ought to try to live a good life. But you don't try to go to heaven by living a good life. Quit trying to get to heaven your own way. Amen. Just say, I trust Jesus. Amen. My dear friend, Dr. Curtis Hudson, he said, I was in bed one night. I was praying, God, I want to be saved. I'm trying to be saved. I don't know. I know that Jesus died for me. I know that he rose from the dead. I know all those things, Lord. I know all, and said, Lord, I believe him, but I want to be saved. How can I be saved? And he prayed. He said, I prayed and prayed. And he says, as a little boy, I don't know how long I prayed, but it seemed like all night. And I finally said, well, God, if I die and go to hell, I'm going to die and go to hell trusting Jesus as my Savior. Boom. Just like that.
He wasn't saved. And
he was. Amen. Just like that. Do you know that believers are intimidated from giving the gospel? Because they've never been to a soul-winning seminar. Who ever heard of a soul-winning seminar? I've never been to Bible college. I haven't studied the Bible a whole lot. I'm afraid I might get it wrong if I try to give somebody the gospel. I'm afraid I might get it wrong. Just tell them to believe on Jesus. The secret is not in your presentation. The secret is not in your personality. The secret is not in your understanding of all the intricacies of the theology of the New Testament. You just simply give them Jesus. Obviously, this man in Acts chapter 16 had heard that there was someone named Jesus, that he died on the cross, that he rose from the dead, and it was kind of, you know, oh, I don't know what that's all about. I don't get it figured out. But whenever he wanted to be saved, Paul simply says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Can it be that simple? Absolutely. Absolutely, it can be that simple. And it is that simple because Jesus did the hard part. Do you know that if you were to die right now, that you'd go to heaven? If you don't know that, may I simply say to you, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Do you know where saved people go when they die? Where do they go when they die? Heaven! You people know that. Sit there and look at me like a calf at a new gate. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Saved people go to heaven when they die. Don't try to get people to jump through this hoop, and then jump through this hoop, and then jump through this hoop, and jump through that hoop. Just tell them what God's Word says. I fear that as the serpent fooled, deceived, beguiled Eve, so Satan hath corrupted your minds from the simplicity that is in Christ. Never get away from the simplicity that is in Christ.